Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
My name's Liz. Happy day after your birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yay. Did you, because I'm obsessed, did you go to the Venezuelan restaurant?
Of course. Oh, my God. Such a good food.
Oh, my God. Oof. Oof. Well, I got my son, Jeremiah, he loves waffles, so for Christmas mm-hmm. present I got him a waffle iron, and it's cute, so he makes waffles. Well, honey, I was fooling around online, and I am a huge fan of arepas, which is probably what you had last night at
yes.
the restaurant, and you can make those in a waffle iron, excuse me. I will experiment.
Yeah.
I will experiment. So I'm so glad that you had a wonderful time, as well you should. So it's a new beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad. And oh my goodness. My heart is incredibly full this morning, and yesterday was a very profound day. I wouldn't call it a bad day or a hard day. I think the word profound sums it up. I do want to mention that we did have that call. I think it was Kimberly, and
mm-hmm.
talking, and we were talking about all these things, and then it came out at the end of the call where she said, you know, this really helped me, what you said about your son. It's helping me look at him differently. And I shared that with my son, like, see how our experiences can help other people. We also participated in a mental health Child Mind Institute Healthy Brain Network study so that I would have documentation to sort of back up the choices I've made for his education. And it's a big report, and I know in my heart I'm doing the right thing, although personally it's very challenging. I mean, I'm all for the homeschooling, not my cup of tea, and the fact that I'm doing it. It really isn't my cup of tea. And it's exhausting, and he's really not cut out for it. But in terms of his mental health and his safety, like you have to pick, you know, pick and choose. And I said, well, in the same way that your willingness to participate in the study, me sharing our experiences on the podcast, look at how that helps somebody else. Isn't that beautiful? And of course, because he's almost 14 and very strong-willed, I won't be off the hook in terms of my vigilance. Not so much for his safety per se, although that's never going to go away. He's much less reckless than he was in the past, thank God. But vigilant in terms of the baby leopard doesn't change its spots. So you got to be on that. You got to be on that baby leopard. Make sure that they're on task or what have you. And I was reminded. I was beginning to get frustrated, and I was reminded of that call with Kimberly. And it actually helped me. See, it's like recycling. Remembering how we helped her, she actually helped me because I was ready to kind of go off. And I refrained from doing that. I felt the inclination. Because as a mom, sometimes you just want to lose it. And I knew this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. So I didn't threaten to take away phones. I didn't threaten to do that. I didn't threaten to punish. So I have to say, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And when I woke up this morning, And I don't know what is in this email because I can't open the attachment, but I got an email from a not-for-profit for at-risk youth that I had reached out to them a year ago.
Mm.
And things were 1,000 times more difficult a year ago. And they wrote me back a year later. Hello. They wrote me back. There's some sort of attachment for me to look at. I haven't been able to open it. But it said, please see attached. And they showed, and the body of the email was the email I wrote them almost exactly a year ago, saying that my son is 12. He looks 15. Now, my son is 13. He looks 16. My son is 12. Mm-hmm. He looks 15. He's at risk. Are there any programs? And I thought, what timing? What timing to see this today where I can look back and say, although things don't look like the way that I want to, they're not the way that I'd like to control them because I can't control them.
Mm.
It's a brighter day, like our sign-off to brighter days ahead. It's a brighter day. And it's funny because I impulsively hit his phone when he was asleep this morning, like early this morning, because he didn't turn in an assignment like he promised. So that's a Colombian me. I'm just, well, I'm going to take the phone. So, and then I look at these emails, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to put the phone back. All right, where did I put it? I'm going to put it. And the other thing I want to mention is that, oh, my goodness, the loss that my dear friend's husband is feeling right now, I have never witnessed. I guess in a relationship, I have never witnessed someone so, someone that just to the degree that somebody has profoundly loved somebody for so long, for more than half their life, like how devastating the grief process is. I mean, everybody grieves differently.
Mm.
You know, and even though I've been married, I was not married like that to the point that it was like the what a true partnership ideally should look like. And I don't want to say too much because I don't want to reveal people's personal business without their permission. But what I will say was that it was in the wake of his profound loss and knowing that I need to be as fully present as I can, I feel his wife, my dear friend, I just feel her presence and her needing what she needs to do over there and sort of me watching out for him in a sense or just being present for him. He does know about this show, and I don't know. I think that all of our experiences, and I told him, I said, actually, with the loss that I've gone through, it's become beautiful in that it adds to how I connect to people doing this show twice a week for so many years now. Mm-hmm. And in the wake of what his true profound, unspeakable loss, my son's alive.
Mm-hmm.
So the perspective is, so that's a beautiful result of what he's going through. In a sense, do you know what I mean? Like to be such a witness, you know, to that loss, and it's not in a way that I have expressed loss at all. It's a different exposure for me.
Sure.
you know?
Yeah.
You're right. And I don't know if I really gave myself at the time the space to properly grieve. I did the layaway plan with grief. So I did it over time.
Mm.
I was so hyperactive and overachieving, and that's an addiction. And now I'm learning for the first time in my life to take my time, and it's such a completely foreign concept for me. But that's directly attached to having value. And he just needs to take his time. He just needs to take his time. So my heart is extremely, extremely, extremely full right now. That's all I can say. Yeah, so what are you going to do?
Well, yeah. You know, yesterday I called my parents, like I do, on my birthday. and I talked to my mom for a little bit. Now, they had a longtime friend of our family pass away last week.
Oh, my God.
He was 85. He's part of the Filipino community in Charleston. And
mm-hmm.
So I knew his kids. He has three daughters, so I knew them growing up. And with our involvement in this community, in the Filipino community, I would see them. They lived on our side of town. And I kind of lost touch with them. I'm Facebook friends with two out of three of the daughters, so that's kind of cool. But you know,
they're
across the country. So I found out through a post that he was, he was about to, I don't know if they were going to pull the plug. I don't know the whole situation, but
right.
Regardless, it was basically they knew his time was coming fast, so they were all kind of gathering and time to say goodbye, that type of thing. Wow. So my mom, I hope that my dad could go to the service. But my mom went, and so she was telling me about it, but she's like, oh, Elisa, I need to tell, do you have time? I'm like, yeah, Mom, I got time. It's my birthday. I got time for you, Mom, of course. So she wanted to tell me about this dream she had. yeah. So she had this dream, and I know it was kind of, it was my own interpretation of it. There's one part of the dream where she is in this huge parking lot, and she, I guess, is on the far side of the parking lot, and she got a little distracted because she was wearing slippers for whatever reason, because she's a mom, she's wearing slippers, but her right slipper came off her foot, and it was the parking lot, I guess, where she was on an uneven ground, it slipped, and so she was trying to get her slipper back on her foot. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, on the other side of the parking lot, there is this truck, and I don't know how she – I was picturing a pickup truck. I don't know why she didn't say pickup truck, but she she's like, for the migrant workers. I'm like, okay, I'm thinking pickup truck.
That's funny.
There's a guy – okay, Bob. So,
okay.
So there's this an old guy who's driving it, and as she's like, I think there are already people in the back, and she said, I know I'm supposed to get on that truck, but I'm too far away, and he didn't see me, and there's only one other guy who got on, and then they drove off, and she was like running, trying to get them, I know I'm supposed to go with you. I said,
nope.
You with your with your slippers, and I said, but they didn't see you. And then, so then the next part of the dream, she's in the house of the guy who passed.
Right.
And she is already seated. There's my godmother is there. He's all Filipinos. My godmother's there. His wife is there. His wife is still alive. She's there. And so they're in some sitting room. She said almost the living room. And she's sitting in this she called it a love seat. She was big enough for two people, but she said, I was already sitting there. And so the guy who passed is there, and he didn't, I don't think he said anything to her, But she said, one, he wasn't wearing a shirt. He wasn't wearing a shirt, but he was, like, in some way, I don't know how what he was doing. He was just hovering near her or just, like, trying to push her out of that seat.
Yep.
And she's like, wait a minute. And she's like, just because it's your house, my mom gets all sassy. Just because it's your house doesn't mean you can push me out of this chair. I was here first. This was my mom kind of, okay. And my godmother, who I haven't seen in a million years, was already seated also. But mom noticed she wasn't wearing any shoes. I'm like, okay. And so she's telling the guy's wife, hey, look, your husband's, bossing me around. He's making me get out of my seat. And so the wife says, oh, here, let me show you something. Like, come with me. Let me show you something. So she walks and follows her to another part of the house. And she describes, they never walk into this room, but it's a huge, like she kept saying, it's like a big box or a big like square, but it's a huge room. And on the one when you walk, well, she said, you can see it if you were to walk in on the right side, there's a mirror. So it makes everything look so much bigger, but it's just on that right side. And I really can't picture how the room looks because I was trying to ask all these different questions. And then beyond that, so I guess there's a change in the decor. Beyond that is that big room, and it's all white. And there's just like a really long table.
Oh boy.
With a white tablecloth.
Mm-hmm.
And it just runs the length of the room.
Yeah.
And she said that the walls were white, and then there was no light. There's no like electrical fixtures. There's no light, but the light was coming from outside, a big white light, and it was through like the cracks or in the seam of the ceiling and the walls. I'm like,
Yeah, we know where this is going.
She said she didn't say anything. She just showed it to me. And she said, and then I woke up. And she's like, I need to call Lisa or I need to talk to her. I'm like, okay. So, I'm like, okay. So I said, Mom, she's had a few dreams where she's seen that white room, but she's had a few dreams where she has been told not to go beyond a certain point where she's kind of been left behind. And I'm like, Mom, and she remembered that. I said, yeah. So I said, I know one with our friend passing, and he's a little bit older than you. I said, I'm sure that's been on your mind of what it means to, when it's time to go.
Right.
I said, every time this happens, you have some kind of dream like this. And like it's not quite your time yet.
Right.
This is why you're on the other side of the parking lot. This is why they don't even see you.
That's why you got your
slippers
on.
Other stuff.
Right.
your slippers. You're gonna go with these migrant workers in your slippers. I'm like, no.
No. Not so much.
Yeah. I said, so I know that it's on your mind.
Right.
And it's easy to get into that mindset just because you think, oh well, I'm old, and I said, but Mom, you have a lot. We have a lot more to experience. And actually, I said, when it is time, I'm sure you'll figure out, what needs to happen. And maybe I'll get that dream. I said, I don't know. But I don't know. So that's just what I'm thinking. And, I know you want him, our friend who passed, you're hoping he's well. And I'm sure he's totally fine.
He's doing great. Please.
Yeah. Even if he's a bit confused, I don't know. I have a feeling that when this stuff happens, you're not, automatically,
No. There's stuff that needs to happen. And it's like my dear friend, like there's stuff that she needs to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Although she's making her presence known through specific smells that he's smelling, like he knows. There's stuff and I'm not quite sure what it is. I haven't really focused on connecting to her energy because I'm really focused on him and I'm feeling guided by her, so I don't need to be to solicit. You know what I mean? I want to just sort of step back. It's none of my business, and you know what I mean. But I kind of feel that she very much wants me in the role that I'm playing here.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm part of this whole whatever, but I'm not. I'm being very respectful to their marriage, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Very respectful, but intuitively I know I don't know what's going on, but she got stuff she needs to do over there.
Mm-hmm.
And because time and space are false constraints that were human created, it's two different realms. There's no such thing as linear communication. We're
right.
Processed it that way, but there's no such thing. So everything
right.
could be happening all at once in perfect order where she is, but we're not going to perceive it that way.
Right.
With all the chaos and the madness of the insane asylum that is, you know, this life. It's basically the inmates are running the asylum, and hopefully we pass and we can leave. And I don't mean that in such a cynical, terrible way, but that's the only way to make sense of all the insanity. That
mm-hmm.
we're here to learn something, you know? And I feel like I've been in detention and reform school, and I got let back a couple of times. I'm a PhD candidate, so I don't have to come back. Like, yes. Enough already. Yeah, it's a lot. So it's very interesting. Yeah, and it's not her time yet. And you know, my mom, probably if it was up to her, she would say, "Check, please. Let me get a doggy bag. I'm out." If it was up to her, now of course she's going to live her life. And what have you. But I think she's of the mind, you know what? I've lived a really full life. My kids are good. My grandchildren are good. I did a pretty good job. It was a good run. I'm out. So any time that I have with her to me is a gift. Not that she's willing
right.
herself to go, but she would handle it like a lady. You know what I mean? She would just,
right.
you know, and I hope it's in her sleep and it's a peaceful and painless as she deserves because she's been through way too much her whole life. So,
right.
yeah, I think she's kind of like, she would be okay with that. She would be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think once you know your kids are good, you would be okay with that.
Right.
As a mom, you know, right now it would be a terrible thing to my children. Not that I'm ready to go anyplace, but I think that my attitude would be similar to hers. Like, okay, I could see what's, you know, what else is out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids are good. Okay. Their kids are good. Okay, we're all good. Okay, I'm out. So we have to just cherish that and it really makes a difference when you can see, you learn through other people's experiences or you're a witness, you can really see, well, okay, if that person is still around, there's hope and possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning with, you know, those that are here, meaning my son is safe. He was so much more at risk a year ago, but he walks out in the street, he's at risk. I hate
right.
because of his skin color, which, so I, listen, let the homeschooling police arrest me because I have a whole report. Okay, read this. Read page 13, paragraph 3. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, your mom's dream was very, very clear.
Yeah.
It's not her time. And That, doesn't that kind of make you feel like, yay? I mean, for you as her daughter, just because I know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I got a little choked up telling her, you know, like I said, I know this is something that's on your mind, and, and you know, I know everybody has to go at some point, and I got choked up there.
Of course. Oh, my God, it's devastating.
She's like, I know. I said, I know, but it's interesting because
go ahead.
It's interesting because even my Aunt Thelma had a dream, and I think it may have happened after, like, her brother passed, and she had a dream about being. It was in this house, and seeing. Oh, I don't know if it was this house, but she was seeing of all of her relatives at this big dining table, like in the dining room.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so my uncle was there.
Yeah.
Her brother, you know, and a few other people. And she's like, yeah, they've all passed. But she was looking at them from another room.
Yep. That's amazing.
And I'm like, okay. So, you know, you see that they're okay. You know, they're at a feast.
Listen, they're like, sucka. I want what she has. You know. You can't.
Yeah.
Not yet.
And it was interesting. I was like, you know, I guess it would be your choice if you wanted to join them, but you have to go to the other room to be at that table.
Girl.
You know? And I don't know. She's like, oh, I'm not. There's a lot of fear, obviously. You know, I don't want to go yet. I said, okay, well, then you're not going to go.
All right. Then make the best of it while you're here. If you don't want to go, then okay.
Right.
Make the best
right.
of it. Make the best of it here.
Yeah. So when my mom was talking about that long dining room table, I'm like, that's an interesting yet familiar, you know,
symbol.
Item that
yeah.
a symbol. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, there were no chairs. Like, no, it was just a table, and everything was white tablecloth, and
no
other windows or doors. It's just the walls and
wow.
the light.
Amazing.
Right. And I thought it was interesting that the way she described that mirror, like in the foyer. I don't know how else to, because that wasn't part of that room, because she could tell where the white room was and where this little, you know, the mirror. It was only on one side, though, on the right side. So, like, and I didn't think to ask her, what was it reflecting? Because I had to reflect, maybe I'll ask her. She wrote all this stuff down. She said she wrote it down. It happened the day before yesterday.
Okay.
It was during a nap, too. It wasn't, like, at night. It was during a nap. She's like, I've never had a dream that vivid.
Ooh. Well, they were really letting her know. Command Central, they were like, okay, listen, Missy. They needed to get her attention.
Yeah,
so
well, got her attention.
They got her attention so that she would retain it and she would remember it. It's so interesting because on Tuesday's show, I talked about that vision I had. Where, and that was incredibly colorful, like, oddly colorful in a magnificent way. Like Pixar couldn't even touch this color. Like it's something you haven't even seen in the movie. Like it's just crazy. So heightened. Everything is so heightened. So I guess that's what it's like over there. I don't know. I guess we'll find out soon enough.
So anyway, yeah, the day yesterday was otherwise, you know, I stayed in, I dug up some old pictures of, you know, me and mom and dad from back in the day. And
oh, how cute.
I posted those on Instagram and Facebook. So, you know, I did it after I finished talking to my parents. I'm like, you know, this is kind of cool. I know I'm fortunate to be able to have this kind of relationship with them and that I can still call them.
Yes, we're so fortunate.
And And, you know, so I was thinking, oh, maybe I should do a few from, like, when I was a little kid and a few from, you know, that we just took recently. But I didn't. I just did it all when I was a little kid.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, look at Poppy Bangalyn. Ooh. Hello. Yeah, he got that Bangalyn swag.
My dad.
Yeah.
My dad with the mustache, I swear. He looks like
Starsky, Starsky and Hutch real name.
Starsky and Hutch, right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it was a very good day, and then I ended up having that dinner, and I kind of picked that place in part because it's very easy for people to just show up. I don't need to have a reservation. You know, the thing is, you come in and you order your food and you find a place to sit and they bring it out to you. And there's indoor and outdoor seating. So we stayed indoors because it was getting kind of warm. So we were like, let's just stay indoors. And there was more room. Most people would probably opt to stay outdoors. So I guess at the end of the night, I counted, you know, including kids, how many people actually showed up. And there was like, you know, besides me, like 24 other people, which I was very happy because I never know, you know, who's going to be able to make it. But it was just a lot of fun. It was another friend of mine who had a birthday as well. So that was great. We had our blending of groups, and I had people that I just met, you know, from my neighborhood. So they came. It was a fun day, a fun evening, and that energy, like I was rested enough to like be out and about it was a very loud place by the time we were all done with it, but just a very enjoyable way to spend my birthday. And, you know, people brought little gifts, which, you know, definitely don't ever expect. I think it's, you know, it's just fun to have a meal, you know, with everybody and see some people I haven't seen in a while. But my friend, I think I've talked about her before, my friend Elizabeth.
Right.
She does Akashic Records and she does crystals. So she gave me a little bag of crystals, like three crystals.
Oh, that's nice.
Which was really sweet. And she made a crown of like flowers from flower, you know, like foliage and flowers. So she put that on my head. All the little girls were looking at me like, I want one too.
Oh, that's so cute.
She only made one for me. She's like, she was talking about making some of these, for, you know, for May Day and that type of thing. She's like, I haven't made one for myself yet. I have to make one this weekend. I said, oh, okay. Well, thank you for making one for me. So it was a nice blend of just, you know, like I said, old college friends, really spiritual people, new friends, you know, family, and good food. My God, that food is just amazing.
I have to make that today because
I was thinking this is, and I got to talk to my parents. My brother. I was very happy. I stayed up till about probably 1:30, talking to my cousin, to Anna, who stayed the night, and it was just
great.
A very enjoyable day. And I thought, well, not a bad start to a 9-year.
Look at you with your crown. I'm looking at your pictures on Instagram. Oh, you look so cute.
Yeah.
Look at you, teenager. Look at you. Oh, my God. Okay, you are a dorky little kid. Oh, cute. Oh, how cute. Oh, how cute. Her father. She has, like, her bloomers on. She has, like, maybe her training pants. Oh, my God. I know that face. Oh, my God. Oh, look at your mom. Gorgeous. You know what? Your mother looks exactly the same.
She does, doesn't she?
Your mother, like your father, but your mother, I mean, she look. I think she even has the same outfit. Your mother looks exactly the same. I'm telling you, beige don't age. That's it. Girl, beautiful. Those are great. How wonderful.
So I may post some pictures because today is my oldest brother's birthday.
I was just going to mention him. Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
I was just, oh, my God. I was just going to mention, oh, my God. There is this guy in my neighborhood. Nope. I've seen him like 2 or 3 times now. And I say to myself, I bet you that's what Elisa's, I was just going to say this, and you said that today's his birthday. This is so weird. I've seen him 3 times in my neighborhood. He actually is a U.S. postal worker. But he could walk a runway, okay, because he has hair down to his back. I've never saw a postal outfit look so good. And that's just his job. And and obviously his route is someplace in my neighborhood. And I'm like, I'm sure that's not her brother, but damn, that's what her brother looks like. And I just saw him the other day, and I meant to tell you on Tuesday's show, but then we were, you know, dealing with important matters like callers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to say that, and today is his birthday. So isn't that interesting that your brother's on my mind?
Yeah.
That's
he's definitely on my mind. Yeah. Yeah. So
I almost
want to
come
up
to this guy and
pictures.
Say, yeah, I almost wanted to come up to this guy and say, I know this isn't the case, but are you from Charleston? Are you from Charleston? That would have been crazy.
Yeah.
And that
so
must
she,
weigh heavy on your mom as well.
I imagine so. I know it does.
Yeah,
I know she says prayers for all of us because she does it whether we ask her to or not. She's been doing
that's
it
what they,
probably
that's what our parents,
from the day
what
we were
moms
born.
Do. Yep. All day.
So I know she is doing some type of ritual, something, you know, she lights
mm-hmm.
a candle for anniversary days with people who have passed or
right.
their birthdays. So I know she has some kind of ritual. I know she's done,
mm-hmm.
she's always done this.
Right.
And so I know that it's on her mind. And so I figure I'll probably dig up another old, like probably just do a family photo.
That'd be nice.
And, I don't know if I'll post it on his page or not, but because he kind of, you know, he's so off the grid. But I'm kind of done with like making people feel comfortable. I'm like, no, this is what I'm thinking. So here it is.
You know what?
So
forget it. Like, look,
yeah.
no shade, but shade. How uncomfortable has he made all of you, but particularly your parents? So guess
right.
what? Too bad.
Right.
Too bad. A little contact would be helpful. Even if you want nothing, like I'm speaking as a mom now, even if you want nothing to do with me, let me know that you are okay.
Right.
That's it. And
right.
my friend in New Mexico, she had to raise her granddaughter because her granddaughter was, for all intents and purposes, abandoned by my friend's daughter. She became a grandmother very young. And kind of like your brother, the daughter, like, completely off the grid. And I guess there was just one time where she had to beg to get contact just to make sure she was okay. And basically, I think there was a text. I mean, there's more contact than you guys have because she knows she can figure out take the steps to find her, to get contact. But she just said, I just need to know that you're alive. That's it. Just reply. That's it. And then like 2 months later, she got a reply.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, if you got to post, so are you saying that he has a page on Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Like we're still Facebook friends. He doesn't really post much on it. But when he does, it's like, all my relatives they notice it. Like, oh, did you see that? I'm like, yeah. So.
Okay. So it's a sign. So it's a sign of life.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to take what you can take.
Yeah.
Wow. It's tough. And between his birthday and everything happens in May, like I know all your family's birthdays and all those things, and
mm-hmm.
Mother's Day. Oof. It's so bitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
All these forced holidays, like stop telling us when to celebrate, you know? but whatever. It's very bittersweet. Oh. But yeah, make him uncomfortable. Yeah. God bless your mom. God bless your mom. And look, your parents aren't going anywhere for the, you know, immediate future, thank God. And my mother's not going anywhere. I couldn't. There's like, no. I tell her, I'm like, I know Miss Daisy wants to take a trip someplace else, but listen, you can't be going no place. And she knows it. She knows it. She knows that. She knows what it would do to me. She knows it. Whatever. If that's gonna keep her hanging, okay. Nope. And probably more than me, she doesn't want to do it to her grandchildren. I mean, forget me. She's like, listen, I've already been to this rodeo with this one too many times. But her babies, now that's another story.
Right.
Probably gonna get a hot meal.
Yeah, right. Right. Oh my God. Your mom still cooking up a storm.
She cooks not as much as she used to, because she's feeling like aches and pains and things like that. But she still does.
Right.
Or when, what's really cute is my older son and my brother will visit her like once a week for like a movie day. So she'll cook up a storm for them. And she has a big, she's a really fabulous big screen TV. And they will watch. You know, they'll have like a theme, like, oh, we're going to watch Some Like It Hot, like, yes, or we're going to watch Roma, or we're going to watch this, we're going to watch that. So they, yeah, so they watch movies together, and she cooks up a storm, and it's wonderful. And that's good. Yeah, so, yeah, she'll stick around for the babies. I don't know about so much for me, but that's okay. I'll take it. Yeah.
So did I tell you we are definitely going on a cruise at the end of the
no.
year?
I knew
okay.
you guys were contemplating it with the family reunion in the Philippines.
Yes. So we have a family reunion at the end of December for 2 days, officially 2 days. But my parents were looking at cruises around that time. And I think I told you they were looking at one that was going to be in January. And instead of it being early January, it's like, you know, mid-January. Before that we would leave to even start the trip in the Philippines. And I'm like, no. I can't just hang out for 2 weeks plus Philippines before we go on.
I would see you on some like low rent cable show, like, help! Blink twice if you want me to get you.
So,
you're doing wine tours, like, you know, on the side of the road with a little wooden cart.
So I said, could do one or the other. So he at first he was like, well, you can, you know, there'll be other reunions. You can, you know, he definitely wants me to travel. I said, okay. So didn't think about it. And then he changed it. He's still looking. My dad is always online, always looking at stuff. So he found another one that starts before the reunion, so it started. This one was supposed to start in the beginning of December. I thought, okay, that works. And then he's like, well, how about this one? So this one is now a 28-day cruise.
Oh my
God!
It starts
like another like week and a half before that. It's basically a back to two tours, two cruises back to back. It's all centered in Asia.
They know how to live. This is, you know, the years that this is bringing your parents' life, the longevity that this is adding on. That's,
I know
they're
look
so
forward
smart.
To it. I know.
They're so smart.
I know.
And my mom, she doesn't even want to go outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's a big deal. She comes to my house, you know, or she goes to a doctor's appointment. So the fact that they're being stimulated that way, and the fact that they have the assurance of someone to sort of, you know, be the general manager of all of that, meaning you. Honey, that is a beautiful, mutually beneficial win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win for everybody.
Right.
How
right.
fabulous. So you're going from the beginning of December to the beginning of January, something like that?
We're going from, like, probably mid-November to the end of December because...
Wow!
Because he added
Pilgrim's
on that extra week and a half or 2 weeks. There's like an additional, yeah, like I said, there's two, it's two cruises back to back.
Oh my God.
So
where are you going?
Instead of it, well, we're starting in, it's starting in Singapore again. And
okay.
It's because my mom really wants to see the city at night. So she wanted to show up a few days early.
I love that. I want to see the city at night. Let's go. Boom. I love it.
She wanted to come back. She really enjoyed it. I know.
And she's how old? 81?
And my dad's like, oh, okay. My mom turned 81 in March.
Amazing.
And my dad turned 80. He turned 80 in February.
Oh, so I'll tell your mother, she's a cougar. Right.
Yeah, she totally is a cougar.
Yeah. But that's how to live. That I love that. I love that. So she wants to see the city at night. Well, let's go.
Yeah.
Love that.
So in order to do that, we have to leave. You know, the flight, when we lose a day going that direction, we'd lose a day. So that's where, you know, we have to leave. We'll probably leave like on the 18th of November.
Shut the hell up. Oh, my God.
The ship
wow.
leaves Singapore on the 23rd. And then we go to, like, you know, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand.
Oh, the food.
And then,
oh, my God.
I know. Hong Kong.
Oh, Vietnamese food. Oh, my God.
China.
Stop it.
Taiwan. Yeah, I said Taiwan.
Oh,
and
wait
then,
a minute. Wait a minute. I got to say something. My brother might be moving to Taiwan.
Ooh, wow.
He might take a teaching job there. It's one of his favorite places. He goes. He's had ex-girlfriends there. Like he's been about Taiwan for about Taiwan for I would say, oh Jesus, 15 years now.
Oh wow.
Off and on. He's been there. I would say at least 3 or 4 times. I think he's going to take a professor job at some college or something over there. Well, we'll figure it out, but that would be insane. You visit him in Taiwan, like that, like, that'd be crazy. I want to go visit him, but I think he's moving July.
We'll find out where. I have to find out where
we'll find out everything. But we got time.
Taiwan.
But I just had to. Forgive me. But I had to jump in when you said Taiwan. I said stop. All right. So Taiwan, keep going.
Japan, but it's Okinawa.
Japan. Oh my God.
And then the last stop before it goes back to Hong Kong is Manila. So
wow.
My dad is trying to see if we could just disembark there because.
Right.
Then it's just another day at sea before we get back to Hong Kong, and then we have to fly back to Manila.
Might as well just stay in Manila, right?
Yeah, and we'll just see if that's something that we can do. I'm sure we could. I just figure, I don't know. I don't know if it's cheaper. I don't think it'll cause a problem.
Yeah, I don't think
yeah.
so. That's
but,
amazing.
I'll leave it up to him on how he wants to do that. And then,
he can figure that out.
And we'll have like a week or so before the reunion. So I think he wants to just explore the area where we're going to be in the for that reunion area to some resort just south of Manila.
Stop it. Oh,
so,
happy birthday, girl. Damn.
And that's pretty much my mom said, that's your birthday gift. I'm like, I'll take it. Thank you.
That's your birthday gift for the rest of your life.
That's
your birthday gift to you. 100.
Birthday and Christmas.
Christmas,
and
everything.
Next birthday.
Yeah, Kwanzaa, Cinco de Mayo, everything. Halloween, Easter, whatever. Oh, Groundhog's Day. Like, damn. Oh, that's, I'm so excited for you.
Yeah.
That's great. So we have plenty of time, and hopefully, and I'm sure she will, Anna will co-host with me, and we'll just have a grand old time.
Unless Anna goes on the reunion part
of
it.
She might, yeah. Well, we'll go on hiatus.
That may affect, like, you know, maybe 2 weeks. It just depends. She hasn't decided yet if she's going to go. So, It just depends on, you know, where she's at right now. She can make any major decisions like that.
Right, right, right.
So,
right. Wow, that's exciting. What a beautiful thing to look forward to.
Yeah.
I really like having wonderful things to look forward to.
I think that's the whole point. I think that's regardless of whether you're retired or
mental health.
It doesn't matter.
Have stuff to look forward to, and that's a very difficult, and in the early stages of grief, practically impossible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To have something to look forward to. I mean, I know how I dealt with it by just really running away from it, by just doing. That worked for me.
A lot of people do that, though.
That worked for me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It worked for me. I just couldn't, I don't know. And also doing peer counseling helped. Doing volunteer work helped. Like, I just had to figure stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
I say this all the time. If you don't experience the experiences that you have, then you don't have the tools to connect to others.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what's so great with between the two of us. It's like, okay, what are we going to deal with today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the show, and also we benefit from everybody's experiences. We've gotten calls from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
All over the world. Remember, I mean, we used to get calls from, not Malaysia. You know who I'm talking about? She, Ophelia.
Yeah, I think she was in Singapore, actually.
She was in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. And then we had, I forget her name. Didn't she call from Hong Kong? Yeah, I forget her name. But she used to call us all the time. We even had a couple calls from Dubai. Like, it's amazing. Italy, mm-hmm. when Rosa Maria was there, she used to call
mm-hmm.
us. Yes, Australia, England, Amsterdam. I don't remember a lot of the names. But it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Oh, and then what was her name? She used to call us all the time from South Africa.
Oh, Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Sherry.
Right. See, that's, thank God
Carrie.
For you. Carrie. Carrie, baby. Right, Carrie. I'm saying Sherry, sorry. But I do the show and I kind of leave my body. I'm very present, but I leave my body because it's just all the energies that I'm so grateful for that. Again, I always talk about the tapping into the purest part of who you are. So if your mom and your dad are tapping into the purest part of who they are, which is a sense of wonder and discovery, of course it's not their time yet. It could be a minute, like a long minute, because of how they are activating their brain.
Right.
I'm very grateful that my mom is a voracious reader. Thank God. She loves to read.
Mm-hmm.
So that activates.
Yeah, my mom too.
Yeah, voracious reader. That is, I have to call her. I haven't talked to her since Easter because it's just been a rough going. And she knows when I don't call her, it's because it's rough. I don't like to, you know. I just say, I'm okay. You don't need to know anything. How are you? You don't need to know. You don't need to know. We're okay. You don't need to know. I mean, what's the point? But I have to call her because I'm sure she's worrying and I know she's praying.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, we have a hand raised.
Of course.
5 minutes of the show.
We have a few minutes. All right, let's take this call.
Let's do it. See, area code 856. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, guys. I just heard my name.
Rosa Maria.
Rosa Maria.
Used to call us from Italy.
Yeah.
And now you're in Connecticut, right?
New Jersey.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Connecticut, New Jersey. I don't want to be that obnoxious New Yorker, so I'm not going to say same thing because it's not.
Almost.
Well, I was actually joking with my dear friend's husband, who also has been not now a dear friend, but now we're family. Now we're so close. Because I was concerned, and I'm like, you know what? If you have to make me leave Manhattan, because he's in Brooklyn, if I have to leave Manhattan, I'm going to be really pissed. Which is such an obnoxious, such an obnoxious thing to say, and it does remind me of another friend of mine who's very fluid in his sexuality, and he was going to get with, he identifies as gay, but he's fluid, and he was going to get with a very hot trans man, right? So you figure that out, right?
Right.
Okay,
who was,
and when he found out where he lived, he's like, no.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It was like, no, I'm not going there. I'm sorry. I'm not leaving Manhattan. We are so obnoxious. Anyway, Rosa Maria, I know you didn't call to hear these stories, but I'm glad you called to say hello.
I did.
Hi, and you're well?
Getting better. Getting
you know
better.
What? That's a great answer. That's a great answer. That is a really great answer. And even though we haven't spoken in a long, long time, energy doesn't know the confines of the human constraints of time and space. Energy just knows energy. And I can already tell you have evolved, Miss Thing.
Right.
Yes, I can already tell. Just you don't even have to say a word to me. I can tell just from reading your energetic signature. Like it's very, very good. I've been recommending this to a lot of people lately, and I said it the last show, where be aware of your aura. Like do whatever you need to do, whether getting up in the morning or before you go to bed, to just kind of clear stuff from other people. Does that make
sense? Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I was listening to, my sleep was interrupted, and usually to help me get back to sleep, I'll listen to a podcast, to whatever podcast I can come across. And on a podcast, they were talking about what angel, and it was perfect timing, what angel to call upon to clear your aura. So I share this with you because this is something that I'm going to take into practice for myself. It's Archangel Metatron. And you connect to that angel and you ask for an aura cleanse. So that's
Got
something
it.
That's very easy to do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I share that with you because I feel compelled that's just another add-on to all the work that you're doing on yourself. You're much more grounded and you're much more trusting in yourself. You kind of flipped it, where before you were so preoccupied with what other people thought and what they were doing and sort of going into everybody else's heads. You kind of switched that where you're okay with being where you are. And it's a process. So we do aspire to get better every day.
Right.
So congratulations to you. I can hear it. Yes. Good for you.
True.
Yeah. So call us back when we have more time. You know, if you want to get a message or whatever. But the message is, girl, yes. We go, yes. 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 I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
We haven't talked. It's probably like a year or something.
Yeah, about that. I've been back almost a year.
Yeah, so good for you. And glad that you're listening. And see, we shouted you out. There you go. That's a beautiful thing. All right. Well, listen,
thanks,
give us a call.
And have a good day.
You too, baby.
You too.
How nice to hear from her. That's so cute. How nice. And can you not feel how she's shifted?
No, she sounded great. She sounds great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Like, there were some cords that she cut because she used to come in with a whole bunch of, like, other energies. They're gone.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah,
good work.
They're gone. Whatever she did, keep doing it. But, yeah, calling Archangel Metatron to, like, okay, clear my aura because there's too much stuff from too many other people, and I got to keep it together for myself. So I heard that little nugget, so I want to share that with everybody. So happy birthday, my love. And
Thank you.
So excited for you for your trip coming up at the end of the year. That's amazing. What a beautiful thing for everybody to look forward to. And if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is back on the air this coming Tuesday, and Tuesday is the day that Anna and Amy are coming to New York to hang out with me and work at my apartment. Yay!
Yay!
So they actually, they may actually show up before the show is over because they get in early. Maybe not, but I'll be on the air anticipating their arrival. And we will definitely, Anna will definitely be here for the show that we'll do here with you on the following Thursday. But I'm so excited getting everything ready for their visit, and I'm so looking forward to that, to just dispelling a lot of the old stuck energy from for 20 years that I've been in this apartment. So,
right.
Yeah, but love you so much. And
I love you too.
Yes, and as always, to brighter days ahead, and let the light do the work. Love you, girl.
Love you too. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.